just doesn't work that way. You know, just be aware of everything. Why not be aware of everything?
Well, exactly, to the best of your ability, at least, and have your awareness open, as it were, and your tentacles out there to try to know what's going on. You have this, and we talked about this, before the program a little bit, Chris, about the to proactively radiate, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the first thing is we don't, it's the reaction, you know. So often, we're reacting to things, you know, like the expression, that person knows how to press my buttons. Well, the meditative answer would be get rid of the button. Then there's no way the person can press it.
Right.
You know, and there's, you know, stories of Buddha which will indicate such things, like that person's doing you a favor by giving you the chance to have it come up in you to observe it and to not react and to keep your center. And pretty soon when you get practiced at that, you just stop reacting to things. You just observe. And then when you're ready to have a response in your time based on your perspective, you'll do it, you know. And if we're just kind of knocking around on the winds of the world, going here and there and following, just running into whatever circumstance, you know, we are leaving our energy field weak and depleted, because we do have to, as I say, proactively radiate. This is the best way to keep ourselves from being influenced by entities that might be hanging out in the lower astral realms.
Right.
You know, because they're around. There's plenty of different entities. And, you know, I always say, what big surprise is that? Just look at the animal variety on this planet.
Yeah.
How hard is it to believe that there's more? Or, you know, then we, for a long time, did we know about those crazy-looking creatures in the deep sea that we see? You know, we just discovered 1,000 new species. You know, that's miraculous. But that's the only time that ever happens, is when they go, like, deep into the sea like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, nowadays, because, you know, everything above ground is pretty much, you know, we get a new animal every so often we find. But when they go deep sea, it's like we just discovered a ton of different things. You know? And there, if you look at them, is, you know, I mean, to me, it's hardly even a stretch at all to see these things or to connect with these things, because it's just practically obvious to me that the life goes on into the higher frequencies and it continues to take all these different forms. You know, I think there, just as many people are here, there are people there. You know, sometimes, you know, and I kind of just hit these themes. It's like sometimes you go to, like you say, you go to an airport, especially at these kind of crossroad points, or a shopping mall. And if you could just phase in to the next level, and sometime do it when you're in one of these circumstances where everyone's bustling around. Well, you talk about zombies, you know, people, you know, hundreds of people in a straight line, just bzzz, because they're thinking about where they're going. They're thinking about their business. They're just totally wrapped up in their own world.
Yeah,
and they're cut off practically from everything around them. Obviously, not every single person, but, you know, largely these flows of traffic. You know, people are schooling like fish at these places. Coming, you know, they're directed. They're just going somewhere. But if you can just like step out and look around, you know, you'll just, the people in the first place, the people in the flesh, will be revealed in their absolute bizarreness in and of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, the very circumstance, us, we're unbelievable. This is unbelievable. We're in this hunk of flesh just because you're familiar. That's one good thing about the Day of the Dead. Hang that skeleton out there. You know, hey, that's one of the, I was thinking about that today because we were watching little movies with the students, you know, a little like Sesame Street movie or Charlie Brown Halloween or whatever. And they had skeletons on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the skeletons just like, you know, these are young kids and here we're dancing around these skeletons. But somehow it's okay because it's Halloween.
Right, yeah.
but the skeleton kind of, that's us. Gunk, 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 gunk. You know, we are the chattering bones.
Right.
You know, just with like a surface coating, but you know, that's like us hanging up there. When we see the skeleton, it's almost amusing. That's why skeletons can be amusing, or to see skeletons doing funny things is amusing, because that's the truth.
Well, we're very much, it's like the core of ourselves also represent the basics of ourselves, the fundamental parts of us, and also the fact that we're kind of very, in one sense actually robotic already in that sense. We're very kind of what do you call it, rigid, stale, in a way. And again, it's also the idea of reminding us that we're kind of fragile. That's also always what I've seen with like the Day of the Dead, for instance, or whatever, where they have these kind of more festivities whether they take out their skeletons, so to speak, and put them on display, if you know what I mean, in art and whatnot. They have these smaller ones they put out there and walk around with, and it also shows that things are not forever, as it were. Things are temporary, and I think that's also a big part of all of this, that to remind ourselves that this is about time. And even that idea, if we expand further on the idea of time, that we're not forever, even the idea of the Grim Reaper, right? The Lord of Time, that's basically a symbol for Saturn, that connects with time and also with death, so these are very are all very kind of prominent symbols that are there to say something and to teach us something about life. So I mean, they're not all evil and they're not bad in that sense, but if we can learn to look at them in the right way, we can actually learn a lot from these symbols. That's how I feel. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, it just as you were saying that, I was seeing flashes in my mind, and it's their reminders to look back, look inside ourselves. That's a reflection. It's like seeing a reflection. A skeleton makes us pause, or all that, like what you were saying. Not only does it give us depth in the moment, but it also gives us pause. Just that little bit of separation with everything. And then it changes the direction. Usually we're looking outside
Yes.
all the time. We're looking at this, we're looking at this, and especially the TV, rather than looking at the whole wonders of the world, we focus on that box that other people are sitting back in board meetings. All right, let's tell them this. Boom,
Right,
go.
right.
And then it's like, blah, 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 and it's right into our blah, 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 brain, blah, 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 brain, 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 and then it's like, and then if you go around, I see this sometimes, and it scares the hell out of me when I see it. A conversation of where people are just repeating back and forth to each other the talking points that I know I just saw on the news a little while ago. They're talking exactly the news speak,
Yeah.
and I'm like, oh my God, these guys.